Hello, and welcome to the Pussy Centipede, Chapter 13. In today's episode, we'll travel to New York City, where the late Dickie Meowleaf's father, Dickie Meowleaf Sr., is concerned because he has not heard from his son ever since sending Thomas Meowley there to confront him. He has engaged the services of a polar bear named Polar Sawyer, a grifter and a drifter covered in white fur. They have met at the movie theater, the Ziegfeld on 57th Street, to watch the premiere of the sequel to Don't Breathe, which is called Don't Queef. As they sit together, the theme song that opens the movie, which is sung by Queef McDougal, begins to play. Yesterday I fucked you, I sucked you, I pooped you. You know my butt is inside your hands. When I queef, I smell it. I'm hiding in the closet. You won't find me unless you hear the queef. You're a blind killer. I'm hiding from you, and I know that my queef will be loud. Your basement has a cum turkey baster, and I know that my queef will be loud. Don't queef, or he will find you. You better not queef. Thanks for joining me here at the theater, Mr. Polar Sawyer. I've heard things about you, mainly from watching the television show Lost. I know that you ruined Sawyer's family and made him change his name to Sawyer. But I think even though you're a man who lacks morals, I mean a polar bear who lacks morals, you have the qualities I'm looking for. I sent this chap Meowley to Italy to bring my son Dickie home, and something has apparently gone wrong. Dickie has not answered my phone calls in several weeks, and neither has this Meowley fellow. I am very worried.
Rawr, I'm Polar Sawyer, I'm a polar bear.
Yes, Mr. Sawyer, I believe that you are a polar bear. What would you say if I paid you $55,000 plus traveling expenses and boarding to go to Italy and discover what happened to my son, and also murder this Meowley fellow for scamming me?
But for $75,000, sell polar dollars, and a bullet of fish, rah, 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 and seal blubber, rah, rah, and whales, rah, 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 and you've taken care of my family in Antarctica, rah, rah, rah.
Sounds good to me, Mr. Sawyer. How are you enjoying this movie, Don't Queef?
Rah, it's stupid. Why does Jane Levy's pussy smell like poo-poo? Does she have a fistula? Wah, 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 wah.
I do not know. Sometimes the queefs can be accompanied by a fecal odor. Apparently, in the first film,
the blind guy jammed a turkey baster full of cum up Jane Levy's pussy hole, and it caused a tear in the cornula, which allows fecal matter to escape from the anus and into her pussy, causing her queefs to resemble farts.
Wah, wah, wah. Why would they make a sequel to this movie anyway? It doesn't make sense. Wah, 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 wah.
Stay tuned next time for the next episode of The Pussy Centipede. And if you enjoyed this episode, please follow me, Pussy Tantrum, at Pussy Tantrum on Twitter. And please tell me how awesome the show is and share it with all your shitty friends. Fuck you. Bye.